This I Believe. From a new American, born a Czech, who lived for years in China, comes a belief in human kindness which is even more cosmopolitan than its owner. Eva Saxel, a writer and lecturer, has known privation, war, and sickness, and yet the strength and consistency of her faith allowed her to face them with courage and without bitterness.
I believe that it is important to be brought up with a firm belief in the good. I was fortunate in this respect. My parents not only gave me a happy home, but they had me study half a dozen foreign languages and made it possible for me to travel in other countries. This made me more tolerant and helped me to bridge many difficulties in later life. Soon after I had married, my husband and I left our native Czechoslovakia and went to live in Shanghai, China. Here was a really international city. People of all races and creeds lived and worked together. As everywhere, there were good and bad people. I found out that most people are kind and good. But in the Orient, one cannot always be certain. Many people do not show their true character openly. Often it is difficult to strike the chord that will get a harmonious response. But when we spoke Chinese, we could strike these chords. In return, the Chinese taught us much about their philosophy of life. In Shanghai, in 1941, when I was only 20 years old, the doctors discovered that I had diabetes. It was a terrible shock because diabetes is incurable. But it can be controlled by insulin. Although this drug was not manufactured in China, there were ample stocks of the important insulin available. This enabled me to continue a normal, happy life. Then bombs fell on Pearl Harbor and the Japanese occupied Shanghai. The import of insulin was cut off. Before long, there was not enough for the diabetics. I was on a starvation diet to keep my insulin requirements as low as possible. But my meager supplies soon scraped bottom. Many diabetics had already died and the situation became desperate. Throughout all of it, I never stopped believing that with the help of God and my husband's love and care, I would survive. I continued to teach in Chinese schools. My faith and my husband's never-ending effort to get the manufacture of insulin started gave me courage. Buffalo pancreas was secured, and in a small laboratory, the production of insulin was attempted. I served as the human guinea pig on which it was tested. I'll never forget the day when my husband gave me the first injection of the new insulin which had worked in rabbits. It helped. Can you imagine our happiness and relief? But there were still other things to worry about. Tropical diseases, inflation, and the Japanese military. Oh yes, also American B-29s. Once they hit the power plant and cut off our electricity. Without it, no insulin could be made. These were difficult times indeed. Besides my trust in God, I derived the greatest strength from the deep, loving, complete understanding between my husband and me. And next to that was the kindness and help of many, many friends of many nationalities. Even some Japanese civilians, although their country was at war with us, helped whenever they could. To me, who lived under enemy occupation, freedom has a special meaning. My dreams came true when we were sailing towards the United States, where life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness are the rights of every human being. Therefore, this country of people from many lands has so quickly become my cherished home. In it, I believe.
That was Eva Saxel of Jackson Heights, New York, who has learned from experience that kindness and understanding in the face of suffering have very little to do with the color of one's skin, the language he speaks, or the name he calls his God.